very excited about coming to Valley City and the fact that we'd like to bring in some other lines of business, some other lines of healthcare and products that the residents may find helpful for them. And if there's a need for something, we can fulfill it because our company is involved with certainly compounding, sterile and regular compounding, home medical equipment, respiratory, prosthetics. By the way, I am a licensed pharmacist in North Dakota, too. I had to take the exam, and I passed, and I felt pretty good about that. I'm the 51%, right? You're looking at them.
Well, you know, there's people out there that were going to ask that question, so you're the one.
I'm in. I'll have my license hanging above the prescription department here. We have a very similar company culture, so we're both homegrown, I guess you might say.
What turned you on about Valley City?
We like the staff and we like the community. I think it's a pretty nice little community. I know we're talking about bringing in home medical equipment, and that I think has already started, I believe, isn't it, Brett?
Yep, Janice Berg will be. She's the store manager, and she'll be taking on also the home medical equipment role and doing some training on fittings for after breast surgery products and diabetic shoes and compression stockings, as well as all your regular walkers and canes. And Trisha Oss is a new pharmacist, so she'll be here to supplement the staff. And she graduated from North Dakota State, and so she's recently licensed and finishing up some training. And that will allow Terry Crooks, who's been the longtime pharmacist here, to also stay here. But her big passion is in compounding. So by having the two pharmacists down here, it'll allow one to work a lot on compounding, the other one to be out on the retail side and have plenty of pharmacist staff.